Hi, y'all. Just another second while you all get in the door. Welcome. Let's get started. So excited to see you all. I am Coach Julie. I am here with the venerable Coach Judith in the Q&A in the chat tonight. I would love to spend a second, introduce myself, talk about the call. If you are here for big ass action, taking action, getting in the growth zone, you're in the right place. Can everybody hear me? Thank you, Lori. I love you. Back at you. All right. So obviously I am Coach Julie. I primarily work one-on-one with members. I love helping you achieve your goals and dreams. Whatever you want to do, I want to help you get there. I love Big Ass Action. It's my favorite course. Fun fact about me. Hi, Julie. Fun fact about me, I was a competitive gymnast in my younger years. I actually went to state and won three individual apparatus, bars, beam, and floor. That stinking vault took me down every time, and then also growing boobs. So my downfall was vault and boobs. So go figure. On this call tonight, I want to make sure you know you can use the chat feature if you want to. The chat is located in the bottom of your screen on the right-hand side. Take a moment right now. Make sure that you've selected chatting to everyone. Otherwise, only Coach Judith and I will see your messages and the rest of the attendees will not receive your wisdom. Yes, Coach Judith, it's true. I went to state numerous times and I was all up in my, no, you didn't know that, I bet, all up in my gymnastics until I got me some boobs. So this, this is a meeting interactive style call, if you can't tell. It is much like the opening credits of the Brady Bunch. We encourage you to keep your video on because seeing you really helps us all connect with each other. It's that fellowship and community that No BS has, but of course, you can turn on and off your video. If you prefer to have it off, feel free. Click the stop or start video icon at the bottom left-hand side of your screen. And just remember your view. You can choose gallery view or speaker view. And speaker view will make me giant and all of you little tiny boxes. And gallery view will make us all the same. So one last little business transaction part of this call. Raising your hand. The reactions button at the bottom of the screen has a little smiley and a plus symbol. Click that. And first you come to emoji. So if you want to show some love, something sounds amazing or resonates with you, you can click an emoji. And otherwise, just below the emojis is where you choose to raise or lower your hand. I'll let you know when it's time. If you happen to have your hand raised now, which I don't think anybody does, please lower it. And if you're on a smartphone, tap the display to bring up the options at the bottom of the screen. Select the three dots more icon. And Judith is my co-pilot today. We don't need any stinking flight attendants. We got it together. So raise and lower your hand. So here we go. The topic today is taking action, getting into the growth zone. So really excited about this topic. I'm going to, there you go. By the end of this call, you'll understand the three zones of action, complete the Getting to the Growth Zone worksheets, pages 15 and 16, and have a game plan for growth as well as an understanding of A, B, and C level work. So I want to dive right in. Let's do a quick review of taking big ass action, which is our February focus for No BS. And your goal is to spend the month thinking about what big ass action looks like in your life. The program itself only takes about 50 minutes to watch in total. So you're not behind if you haven't started, right? Like, let's be real. You're not behind if you haven't started. If you're new to No BS, please make sure you've completed the No BS weight loss course on the website. This program builds on what you'll learn in that foundational course. The No BS Weight Loss Course is the most important thing you can do for any member that hasn't completed it yet. I don't care if you've been around, you're an OG from the OGs. If you haven't finished the course, finish the course. So I'm going to share my screen and let's get talking about the big ass action. So here we go. All right. So y'all can see my taking big ass action screen, but I want to take you to the No BS homepage. Everybody see that? Coach Judith, you can nod if you see it. Okay, great. So if you happen to be listening to this in replay, I want you to remember that if you're on the Private Member Podcasts, and I'm saying this for all of you who don't know this either, we have multiple Private Member Podcasts. So this replay can be found in the replay section on the Private Member Podcast or the self-paced workshop section of the Private Member Podcast. And if you are listening to the podcasts, either one, and can't find these resources, we're going to go through that right now. So as this is the No BS homepage, you can find Big Ass Action in two places. The first is going to self-study resources. And if you're looking in the month of February 2022, you can see right here, February Focus, Taking Big Ass Action, plus the Move Your Body Challenge. So you can click on that and go directly to the Taking Big Ass Action course. And if you are not looking for this course in February 2022, you go to Self-Paced Workshops. I'm clicking on it right now. And it is right here, Taking Big Ass Action. Click Get Started. I'm going to walk you through the page. The incredible intro video is right here. I highly recommend listening to it. That's the first thing you want to do. The guide is right here, Taking Big Ass Action. Click to download the guide, and it is fillable. So let me just remind you, if you download a fillable document and you want to fill it out digitally and you're on a computer, you want to make sure you hit save as in like maybe February 2022. That way you have a copy that's filled from February 2022. And when you want to go do the course again, you have a blank copy for later. That is my tech tip for you today. So, and then you can see here's the course right here at the bottom of the page and all of the calls that happen. And then all the way down here at the bottom, I want to make sure you see this. Here are the FAQs, the frequently asked questions. And we are starting to do this to help you answer some questions with really specific instructions. So I think that this is awesome, this new style that we are doing. So today it's lesson four called Zones of Action. I'm going to click on it. So this is the Zones of Action video. And I want to remind you right here, you can click on and download the transcripts. And they are literally word for word what Corinne says in the video. So it doesn't matter if you're at unit four yet, you can be here, you're in the right place. With the FAQs, if you had any other question that the FAQ page does not help you with, please know that you can ask in the chat here with Coach Judith. You can ask on Facebook, any of the community, tag a community team member or coach. And you can also email support@pnptribe.com. Do any of you have questions about navigation? If you have a question about navigating the website, Judith, please type it in the chat right now. Don't think there are any. So let's go all in on big ass action. Page 14, Zone of Action. All right, I'm going to share my screen again and go to that. So this is the quick review of the Zone of Action. Remember, Corinne does go into detail in the video about this, and it's like an 11-minute video. So I highly recommend watching it. She goes into in depth the difference between what comfort zone is, growth zone is, and what the scared shitless zone is. But let's just talk about it a little bit together here. Like just a brief overview. We'll review. So comfort zone, it's all about where you are fully managed, right? It's your anxieties are kind of relatively low. It's your safe and cozy zone. It's familiar. I would guess that you feel relatively controlled. It's what you gravitate to, what you're used to, right? It's like where we all feel comfortable. That might look like putting something on your plan specifically that you think you might want to have after dinner tonight. It might look like extra snacks in case you want them because you have like thoughts and fears about not having them on your plan, right? It helps you stay comfortable, thereby calling it the comfort zone. The best part about the comfort zone, we all feel good there. Right, that's my cozy zone. I love to feel cozy, like a big warm blanket. However, the downside, change doesn't happen here, right? When we're constantly striving to keep ourselves comfortable, this is not the place where we're growing. It is comfy. We can always go back here, right? This is the zone we gravitate to. But this is not where change happens. All right, let's talk about scared shitless zone, right? This is where we're uncomfortable, stressed even, maybe fear. Oftentimes, this is that desperate zone where we make so many changes. Maybe when it comes to NoBS, it's like so many changes to our diet. Like we started out, we did good, better, best. And then we're like, whoa, I have to eat all the best foods. All the best. I can't eat any more good foods. It's that like overly dramatic change that is not useful. And it is that level of panic slash discomfort slash out of controlness. Too many changes. Coach Judith said it best, obsessing, stretching our minds too fast. I do see hands and I will get to hands for sure. Terry, if you have a specific question that you want to put in the chat, great. And then we'll be talking here in a bit together. So you might like the scared shitless zone just a little, but it's like too much to sustain, right? It's just too much to sustain. So that's that place where like, even if you're sort of like, yeah, I'm like really uncomfortable. And I even sometimes say to myself, I'm a person who thrives in discomfort. It's like, yeah, but not like extreme discomfort. It's just supposed to be like a little bit of discomfort in the growth zone. And with that panic, you just get right back to your comfort zone. It's like, imagine being like a little mouse in a hole and you like race out to get the cheese, but then all of a sudden you see the cat and you run back and you go in the hole and you stay in there forever, right? Like I call it turtling up. I immediately go from scared shitless into like turtle up, pull in my arms and legs and like hide out in my comfort zone with my cozy blanket, right? So the growth zone, what makes it so different? It's that space in between the two. It's that balance where you really are not thrown off your game so much that you're mega uncomfortable for no reason. And yet there's just enough discomfort. You're learning, you're growing, you're questioning, right? It's that space of like real curiosity where you don't make like any negative outcome mean anything because you're so busy being in curiosity and experimentation that you're comfortable wearing the lab coat and you're not bringing in the judgment. That sweet spot. It's like one baby step at a time. that sweet spot. You don't change everything at once. You make one small change after another. For somebody like me, right? I have 150 pounds to lose. I've lost 83. I do not think about the 150 ever. And in fact, the real times I talk about it are here with you. That's it. In my private life, I do not even think about it as 150 pounds. I think about it as 1 pound. I'm always just losing 1 pound. If I think about 150, it sounds so big and like, I can't imagine how I will get there and how will I make enough changes to get there. It's like, yeah, but each of the 83, I just was like one, one, one. That's all I got to do. One at a time. So, all right, let me stop sharing my screen for a minute. And let's also talk about the ABC work concept, okay? Actually, let me give you a little bit more example for 1 second about like scared shitless versus comfort zone, right? My comfort zone in OBS is my little routine of journaling twice a day, 6 a.m. I'm up, my alarm goes off, I'm in my same chair, same book, same planner, same color pens for the month, same stickers, very routine. I assess, it's like this exact order every time. I assess yesterday, do a discovery worksheet if I need to. I plan for today, and then I journal. That's awesome, right? But an example of putting me in the growth zone would be having that journal with me. So if I experience any sort of challenge or stress throughout the day, I could journal it and like work through the thinking before I get to the meal, eat off plan, and then need a discovery worksheet, right? And then my scared shitless zone, I just want you to understand what it looks like. So last summer, I had 2 gastrointestinal surgeries at the end of the summer. And my doctor recommended a high protein, high vegetable, light carbohydrate, light white stuff diet. I about fell off my chair. I work for an OBS. Like, you can eat anything here. Right? And my scared shitless zone, I was thinking, that's all I can eat. I'm forbidden to have anything else, afraid I can't do that for a lifetime. And like trying to make all those changes on the first day I got home from the hospital, right? My brain ran wild, missing all the things and then ending up eating all the things. I had to remind myself, wait a minute. My doctor made a recommendation to me based on my personal health. I want to choose, right? I want to choose to eat the foods that support my personal health. I want to eat foods my body loves now. And then I don't want to eat foods it doesn't. And for example, one of those things was avocados, right? Avocados were my favorite food before my surgery. Now, when I eat avocados, I get me the diarrhea. Period. So my body doesn't want avocados anymore. Do I want to choose diarrhea because avocado is my favorite food? No, not really. I mean, I do once in a while, but like, no. So being in my scared shitless zone was like reacting to what my doctor told me to do instead of like stopping, realizing like, wait a minute, I'm choosing this. I'm choosing to eat for my body and my body's feeling good. I am not restricting anything, making the choice that my body needs. And I can tell you now, after 6 months, it feels so much better than eating, like, for example, eating the avocado and getting the diarrhea. So, all right, now let's talk about the ABC work concept. So, since we know there's no perfection, right? The idea of ABC work is that it's not like school. We aren't striving for all A's, which would be perfection. True A work is knowing when to do B work and C work, and that's good enough. So for example, I was not exercising. I got done with those surgeries. I kept saying I would get back on my elliptical, but I had a million reasons why I wasn't. Months passed. And I was telling myself this story, A plus work was like 30 plus minutes a day, five times a week, right? And then I wasn't doing that though. So I got curious and I decided, all right, I'm going to just try to elliptical 2 to 3 minutes of the 5 minutes that I have between my no BS one-on-one clients when I'm coaching. So literally we have 5 minutes between clients. And I thought, I think I'll get on the elliptical machine 2 to 3 minutes of that 5 minutes. And then my stinky brain goes all up in like, you know, that's not good enough. And like, that's not enough time. And yeah, you have to do 30 minutes at once or it's not worth it. And you have to get your heart rate up for a really long time or it's not worth it. And then I was sort of like, okay. But I'm not doing it at all. So would 2 to 3 minutes every 25 minutes be better than nothing? The answer was yes. And now I'm averaging 30 minutes a day, 2 minutes at a time between clients. And I have this incredible blood flow in my legs. And between each client, I just feel like all rejuvenated and excited. And like, sure, my brain wanted to tell me this was C work, right? Because 30 minutes plus would be A plus work. But I'm doing it, right? I'm doing it. So fine, it looks a little different. It ain't A plus, but my C plus work is getting me 30 minutes of exercise a day plus, right? That's my average. So I just want you to see how it can work, right? Like I got curious and I was like, I wonder if I could just do 2 minutes of the 5 minutes. And then like, yes, not only can I, but I love it and I do it all the time now. I coach 4 days a week and I do this between every client. I am getting my 30 minutes. However, they are not all together and that's fine. So that is what it looks like to do, like to understand what my personal A work would be, to offer myself B or C work and then turn around and be actually getting the work done. It just looks a little different. Now, I want you to know what A work looks like for me. A work for me has to do with my relationship. So my spouse is on the spectrum. Some of you know, I have talked about this before. And if you were at Relationships Weekend in 2020, you will have seen Corinne coach me on it. And I went to Relationship Weekend with the intention of working on myself and then turning around and like taking into consideration my spouse. But the most transformative part of Relationships Weekend for me was when I learned how to be in relationship with myself and create enough space in my relationship with him to like breathe in, to decide what I want to say, because it's very specific. He's a very specific person. Like if you say the wrong thing, like it's going to cause a conversation. And so now I approach every conversation with this incredible intention. And I specifically want to show up with A work with him. So I don't bring up conversations at the end of the night when we're tired. I pre-plan, I'll schedule with him like, hey, I want to talk to you about something. Can we talk later, you know, after dinner, but well before bed? I put in so much intention. And if it weren't for Corinne coaching me at Relationships Weekend on how to show up without using him being on the spectrum as an excuse, I don't know what I would have done. We were just constantly fighting. I was fighting with myself in my own head. And she really taught me how to be in relationship with myself and then subsequently how to apply that with him. Sorry, that was a little bit long, but you know what? You're about to have a relationship transformation weekend yourselves, and it was life-altering for me. I've been with my mate 24 years this year. So, all right, lesson four, worksheet time. Let's get into the growth zone on page 15 of the Big Ass Action workbook. All right, I'm going to give you 5 minutes to work through page 15 of the program guide called the Getting Into the Growth Zone worksheet. I'm going to set the timer for 5 minutes, and then I'll bring somebody up and we can talk about getting into the growth zone for you. And Linda, if you're here from Tuesday on Yesenia's call on Tuesday night, if you're here and you actually want to be coached on this, because we put you off on Tuesday night, please raise your hand. We owe you one if you're here. So I'm going to set the timer and I'll see you in 5 minutes. Again, we're doing page 15. I'll even put it on the screen here. So if you're listening in replay, we're doing page 15 of the Big Ass Action workbook, and it's lesson four worksheet, Getting Into the Growth Zone. What is my comfort zone like when it comes to eating my food habits? When have I found myself in the scared shitless zone, either with no BS or other programs? What are the signs that I'm in the scared shitless zone? Envision your growth zone as a place where you're best set up to learn the skills needed to lose and maintain your weight for good. What do you most want to learn how to do? And lastly, what skills, tools, and habits do you need to practice to start learning the above? just about another minute to complete the getting into the growth zone, page 15 of Taking Big Ass Action Guide. All right, as you wrap up, I have an incredible question in the chat from Emily. She asks, question, does your version of ABC work change over time? Like right now, I'm not exercising. Ideally, I would have a daily yoga practice. I was thinking that would be daily practice, A, B, stretch for 10 minutes, C, do a forward fold and breathe for 5 deep breaths. When I think about it, does that make sense? Emily, yes, it makes perfect sense. And in fact, in some ways, that's exactly what I'm doing too, right? Like now that I'm doing this 2 to 3 minutes between clients, at the end of my workday now, a few months in, I'm much more apt to like jump on my elliptical and watch like a show. So I think your idea of this deep breathe and then work your way into 10 minutes, and then you're doing that daily, and then you can increase the amount of time, right? If you think about it, you know how Corinne teaches ladder thinking, where we have our current thought, and then there's this ideal thought, and if we picture like a ladder and the rungs of a ladder, and you can't get to your ideal thought, you just take one step up the ladder and like shift the thought just a little bit. And then when you're ready, you take another step up the ladder and shift a little. That's exactly what you're describing. That is exactly what we're describing here. So I love it. Thank you so much for that question. All right. So who would like to get coached on how to get into the growth zone? Chris, you have your hand raised. So I will ask you to unmute.
Hi, can everybody hear me okay?
I can hear you fantastic.
Sometimes it sounds like I'm in a tin can, so I have a headset also.
You sound great. So how can I support you getting into the growth zone?
Oh, thank you so much, Julie. I really appreciate you having this call tonight and sharing with us about your story and just about you and your partner. That is super encouraging. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks for being here.
So I have a very specific question that I've been working on, and I feel like the growth zone is very closely related to this. So I've been a member for almost a year. April will be a year. And I feel like so much has changed for me, and I've learned, okay, so I've learned when I'm hungry, and I've come up against when I'm having emotional urges or wanting to overeat or off-plan eat because of emotional things. So I'm recognizing that, which I'm so glad I've gained that. The growth zone for me is now going beyond just recognizing it, getting to that moment, that conversation, and instead of choosing the food to either comfort like these big emotions or difficult situations, I want to be the kind of woman that chooses something else. And so my question is, what I'm really trying to get help with today is I want to, like in the think, feel, do cycle, I want to know what the do is when I'm up against an urge to off-plan eat or overeat, and I'm having that little conversation. So I have been starting to say, of course you want that glass of wine, or of course you want another slice of pizza, or whatever it is. And so I've gotten that far, and it's probably 90% of the time I'll have the off plan eat or the overeat, And maybe 10% of the time I'll actually have a different conversation and choose not to. And I just want to know like the actual action I can do when I get there.
Yeah.
And I've come up with like random weird ideas. I haven't really tried any of them out, so I don't know if they're not good ideas, but I'm literally at the point in my journey where I'm willing to try anything.
Do you want to list off your random weird ideas, even though that's just your thought about them, right? Like they're, yeah. So you can list them off really quick or
okay.
Like, yeah. Why don't you share with me what you've come up with?
Okay. So the first one was asking for help. Like I was struggling and I was just like, well, duh, raise your hand, ask Julie right now.
Check.
Like, right.
Good.
That was a little like nerve wracking for me. I mean, there are a lot of people staring at me right now, even in virtual land, it's a little intimidating. The next one, I said practicing the different conversation, which I'm doing, but again, it's like, I've gotten to the point where I'm not beating myself up over it or being like, you shouldn't do that. I haven't quite got to the place where I'm like, I know Corinne always says like, and then she always comes up with a really great like follow-up to it.
Yeah.
The only one I can think of off the top of my head is like, and I can plan it tomorrow. Yes. I've tried that. I always tell myself, but I want it now. And anyway, the fourth one I said was listening to music. I'm just like,
okay. Yeah.
I always have my iPhone with me. I could probably just, you know, in that moment of, but I just want it, or, oh, I'm doing so good, or whatever the conversation is, maybe just turning on some music just to, I don't know, interrupt. And then I put count to 10. Like I literally couldn't, I can't, I don't know.
Those are
great. I'm willing to do anything at this point. And it's just, I'm pretty smart and I know myself pretty well. So I pretty much know how to talk myself. You know, I'm very nice to myself in those justification conversations. Like, oh, you did so much work today. You know, it's like I cheerlead myself into an off plan or an overeat or into an urge. And so I really like to
try a different way,
do something different. So I'm the kind of woman that can deal with my emotions, deal with my tough days, deal with these things without eating.
I love it, Chris. Like, honestly, your self-awareness is the first step to changing this habit, like, period. The more you sit in self-awareness, the better it's going to be. Then my recommendation to you would be like this sort of layering, right? So say pick any period of time, maybe a week, maybe 2 weeks. Decide, okay, I'm feeling it. I'm about to off plan eat. I give you permission to eat. I give you permission to eat. That's okay. But the price of eating is, what am I thinking and feeling? What do I really need? I'm not threatening you. I'm willing to eat, but I want to know more about what I think and feel and what I'm really needing in this moment. Then if I still want to eat after I've answered those questions for that first week, that's fine. Okay. Right? Like, then next week or two, right? There's no rule about the time. It's all about what you're comfortable with.
Thank you for saying that, because of course my perfectionistic mind is like,
it could be a month.
Start now? Does it start Monday?
Right. It could be a month. It doesn't matter. But then set a timer, right? Like, now I'm going to ask myself what I'm thinking and feeling. I'm going to allow the feeling for 3 to 5 minutes. I'm going to set a 5-minute timer. That's the ultimate goal, but anything between 3 and 5 is great.
Okay.
I'm going to feel that feeling for that period of time. And then if I still want to eat, it's okay. Right. Give myself permission. I'm in curiosity. I'm in experimentation. The only thing to do in experimentation is to allow yourself to experiment and not beat yourself up if you eat.
Okay, to make sure that I understand what you're saying, because I think what you're saying is brilliant. I just want to make sure I heard it correctly.
Okay.
So, you know, come up against the urge, say to myself, okay, Chris, you can have that piece of pizza. But what are you thinking and what are you feeling right now? And then once I identify it, which 99% of the time it's anxiety, I'm anxious, I'm overwhelmed, whatever. So then sit down and for a specific period of time between 3 and 5 minutes, sit and feel anxious.
Exactly. It's like, welcome in, friend. I'm good you're here. You're a part of my life. You aren't even a problem.
So I can tell this is in my growth zone because I'm kind of scared to do this.
But like, so scared you want to run and eat right now?
Not right now, not right this second, but the thought of me just sitting, allowing myself to be anxious makes me think, how is that not going to make me want to eat more? And it makes me nervous and worried. But right in this moment, I feel the support from this call and your coaching and just having all my no BS mindset right now. So in this moment, no, but I feel like in the practice of it, that it might be like, I don't know, maybe that is the fear, right? Is that I'll get so overwhelmed if I just sit and let it happen. Yeah, I don't know what
that
will mean.
Like, what's so overwhelmed? Like, what's the worst that can happen? Like, it's so overwhelming. In that first couple of weeks where you're asking the question and giving yourself permission to eat, in asking the question and answering it, a minute or two have gone by, right? Like, so you're still feeling it. You just are not intentionally like, whoa, I'm hanging out here feeling it. But you're still feeling it, right? What's the problem with feeling it? I think we tend to want to avoid anxiety or fear, but it's like, feel it and do the thing anyway. That's what growth zone is, right? Like, it's understanding truly that for the 3 to 5 minutes it takes, I'm really not in danger. I can allow myself to feel this. And if in the beginning you make 2 minutes, that's great. Don't get caught up in the number of minutes it is. We're only just helping you see, like, if it's 2 minutes and then 2 weeks from now it's 3 minutes, there's some growth there, right? After 4 weeks, if it's 6 minutes, eventually you're going to get to the right amount of minutes where it kind of fades away.
I'm willing to try this. I am. I feel like if I'm realistically thinking about it, I think my biggest fear is that I'll get into that moment of overwhelm. Like, what'll get me there is like, oh, I've got to do this. I've got to do that. I've got to do this. Right. And I've got this to-do list and it's at that end of the day. And I'm like, I didn't get it done.
But that's just the interrupt, right? That's the interrupt. That's where the C work comes in, where you're like, oh no, I got done exactly what I needed to get done for this moment. And now I'm going to feel this feeling. And remember, one of the questions was, what do I need instead? That's where that do list starts to come in. It's like, oh, what I need instead is to jump in the shower or to journal or to listen to some music, right? But the music, when you were bringing in music, you hadn't really processed your thought and your feeling. Right. So you're just like, I want to run to the music and turn it on. It's like the music is great, but it's like, I'm going to ask myself what I'm thinking and feeling. I'm going to ask myself what I need instead. Music might be the answer. For me, I use the Calm app and like sometimes it's one of the stories. Sometimes it's a meditation. Sometimes it's music. And that's fine. It can be any of those, right?
Like when you're having an urge to eat, you'll stop and like get on your phone and get to the Calm app. And
I will, but I'll first say like, okay, what is it that I'm really wanting right now? What do I really need that I'm trying to avoid with food? And that's where it's like, I give you permission to eat the thing. I give you permission. That's what I'll say to myself, Julie, I give you permission, but the price. This is a direct quote from my brain. The price of that food is what are you thinking and feeling right now? And what do you need instead?
You write it down or do you just go through it in your head?
I used to write it down and that was fantastic. And then over time, I can pretty much do it in my head now. And I used to always eat the food. And now 85% of the time I don't. Because once I tell myself what I need instead, that awareness kind of stops me in my tracks. At first, I just eat because I gave myself permission. But now it's like, oh, what do I need instead? I need like a self-hug, which for me is the Calm app and music or something like that. So it's like putting on that lab coat, making a big long list of things you're willing to try, interrupting your thinking, like, hold on, this doesn't even have to be a problem. Like, I'm willing to sit with this for a couple minutes and then offer myself one of these other solutions.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Find me and ask coaches, right? Like, tell me how it's going in a few weeks. Like, after you've tried a few things, tag me in a post and ask coaches. If you need more support, I'm here for you.
Heck yeah. I totally will follow up because I am curious enough. You know, I've been in the program long enough that I am at the point where I'm genuinely curious and I know I'm going to figure it out. I know that this is the next stage for me to unlock. And I'm happy with my progress thus far, just getting to the point where I'm not just mindlessly eating, not realizing that it's out of, yeah, like, you know what I mean? In yeah, support of emotional needs.
Chris, so, this is you figuring it out right here, right now. Not going to, this is part of your figuring it out.
Well, I would just say the thing that you said that completely just blew my mind or unlocked my brain is I went right from, I'm having an urge to doing something because I want to stop the urge. And what I heard you say was ask yourself, what are you thinking? What are you feeling? To give yourself that, you know, touch point of like, this is what's happening inside me and being okay with that instead of just like, I don't want to feel that. Let's like, right. What I'm doing right now is I don't want to feel that. Quick, get a piece of pizza, eat a glass, you know, drink a glass of wine. Whatever. I don't want to feel that. Right. So it's not smart to just then go, I don't want to feel that. Turn on the music. Right.
Right. It's like, let's complete why. Yes. Complete that loop. Like really create that thing feel do. Like, what am I thinking? What am I feeling? What am I doing? And just like, that's fine. This is what I want to think, feel, and do. I'm so glad you asked this question. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I really appreciate your help tonight.
I'm all in. Thank you. All right. So let's go to page 16 of the workbook, which is getting into the growth zone. The last four questions, I will read them. I'm going to give you 3 to 5 minutes. We'll all probably start talking again in 3 minutes. It'll take about 5 minutes for you to fill out. So if you'll do that, I'm going to read the questions. Where in my no BS life do I want to apply A-level effort? What truly deserves A-level attention from me and will make the biggest difference? Where am I okay applying B-level work? What about C? To get the job done, just enough. Remember that some C-level work is needed to make weight loss doable. for anyone who's popping in now, we're just about to finish page 16, getting into the growth zone, which is about designing our A, B, and C level work. And we only have about one more minute of that. All right, Sophia has a question as you guys are finishing up your worksheet. I'm getting stuck in the idea of A equals easy and C is for the stuff that's difficult. I'm identifying the area that needs the most attention, but A level work might be setting too high of an expectation. So I think, Sophia, there you have this thought that A equals easy and C is for difficult stuff. Right. And that's kind of a thought error. It's not necessarily true. If you remember my example of my A-level work was in my relationship, and it was the hardest work that I personally identify. And so it, to me, felt like that was where I really wanted to go all in on my effort was my A-level work. A doesn't necessarily mean easier. It means it's where you want to put in your maximum effort. And then B and C, it's like B is like good enough. C is sort of like the job is just done. It's adequate, right? So you might find that, like, for example, in No BS with planning, I lots of times do A work. But for example, this week, I've had a lot of things going on. B is awesome. C is good enough. So it might be that C is I've only planned my food at the top of the page and answered those first two questions, but I haven't written out all my goals. B might be I've quickly slogged through it, but I haven't like gone all in on my like thoughts and meaning of it all. And then A might be like deep dive. I'm going to like dive in on goals for the day specifically and kind of like really go for it in my journal. Like with journaling, A might be actually finding a prompt and answering the prompt and doing the think, feel, do cycle, both the one you're having currently and the intentional. But C might just be like, I'm going to do 2 minutes or two sentences, right? Do you see how it doesn't necessarily mean A is easy and C is hard. So, all right, we have a second. If anybody wants support, I can take one person. We can do a quick chat about it, or anybody who has questions, since we have 6 minutes left on the call, you can put your questions in the chat and I'm happy to answer your questions. Okay, Laura had a question. How do you give yourself permission to do B or C level work? I try, but I still feel bad internally. I really struggle with giving myself permission to do work other than A without feeling bad about it. Okay, so this is all about your thoughts, right? You think B and C level work make you feel bad, but it's your thoughts about doing it, right? You can give yourself permission. Think about school when you're in school. I was not a straight A student. I got pretty darn good grades, but I wasn't a straight A student. And you know where I just stunk? Spanish. I am not a foreign language person, and I took Spanish for 6 years, 2 years in junior high and 4 years in high school. And I really want to be a person who loves language, but I stink at it. And so even my parents were basically like, we would love to see you get a straight A, but clearly it's not your aptitude. So I put in enough effort to pass the class, but it was never going to be my aptitude. I struggled and struggled no matter how hard I tried. And so I taught myself how to put enough effort in to pass the class, but like I still to this day can only count to 100. And so I want you to see that it's your thoughts about B and C level work. You can give yourself permission. you can think on purpose about it. So when your brain says to you, like, that's not good enough, it's like, oh no, that's not true. Because you know what? It's done for the day. And you know who does this more than anybody? Judith, be my co-pilot on this. Our boss, Corinne Crabtree. She is the queen of this, people. You have no idea. She literally will like get something up on the website. She's just like, no, it's going up today. We can revise it 25 times if we want to. We are not waiting till it's perfect. We can just keep making it better. It happens practically every day at NoBS. If you are uncomfortable with this concept, you need to be a NoBS employee, because this is the way we function every day. Look at Coach Judith. I am telling the truth, right? I want you to see that. All right. So do you recommend picking A, B, and C level work for each area that we're working on? Yes, Mama Tina. Yes. I think that's fantastic. When you decide, like, it could be about the basics. It could be about doable hunger, right? Like, for me, doable hunger, my A effort is in pausing, right? 100%. I'm going to pause the amount of time I need to pause. My B level work is in good, better, best, because I truly believe when Corinne says we can eat all the foods, yeah, it may not be all the quantity and it may not be all the foods all the time, every minute of every day, but I don't worry about it. I believe if I'm only eating when I'm hungry and I'm stopping when I'm satisfied, I for sure can eat good food some days focus on better, and some days best. So I put C-level work in on that, right? I don't freak out about the quality of the food I'm serving myself, because I trust that if I put A-level work on eating when I'm hungry and stopping at satisfied, that's really the key, right? All right. What else? What do we have here? Yes, Jean said, you can look at it as a level up to other levels. Getting it done is all that matters. Yes, that's right. It's like, just imagine if every time you went to plan a meal, you were worried about the very specific, right? Like, I sometimes put protein, carb, veg, because I haven't looked in my fridge. And I don't know if the broccoli's dead, but I assume the Brussels sprouts are fine. Right? If I was like all up in, it has to be perfect. I have to know which one I'm eating. Right? But instead it's like, no, it's good enough. I know there's a protein in there. There's some chicken. There's some beef. I know there are vegetables in there. And I know we have the little new potatoes. So I am not going to worry about like freaking out if I know the exact foods every day, because one thing is not in there or something's going bad. Right? It's all about your mindset. Okay. What is an example of C-level work with journaling? Such a good question, Lori. C-level, 2 minutes, 2 sentences. B-level, like really sitting down, what do I want to write about today? A-level. Now, this might vary, right? A-level might be an actual journal prompt. A-level might be really asking yourself, like, how can I show up for myself today? My accountability partner is a badass journaler and like writes about how she shows up for herself every day. And she like goes all in and sets her intention for the day. So C, 2 minutes, 2 sentences. That's it. And you're fine with that, right? You're not, when you do C-level work, you don't spend all day telling yourself like, oh no, I only did 2 minutes, 2 sentences. You're like, I am a journaler. I journaled today. Right? I'll take one more. I'm always feeling left behind because I haven't finished my NoBS course again in January, but with the membership. I did it 3 years ago, but now I feel like I'm missing out on big ass action. Unfortunately, I'm not doing anything as it feels like so much to make up. What's ABC for me? Okay. C is just clicking play on something. C is clicking play on your NoBS when you can. That's it. If it's 5 minutes, it's 5 minutes. Now, if you've completed the NoBS course, I forgot who this was, but it's already passed by on the chat. I apologize for not calling your name out at first. you literally just hit play. And if you use the podcast, you could do it at like 1.5 times speed, right? You've listened to the No BS course. So you could actually work your way through it at just a slightly faster pace. B would be, I'm going to sit down for X amount of minutes in a day with a notepad. A would be like, I've got the whole thing ready to go with every worksheet. And when Corinne mentions a worksheet, I get it out and do it. C is click and play. That's it. It doesn't matter if it's 5 minutes. I sometimes literally will sit down on the toilet and listen to something for 2 to 3 minutes. Or sometimes I play things really loud while I'm blow drying my hair, right? It's literally, there is truly no behind. You know what? As we wrap up this call, I'm going to share my screen one last time. I want to show you whoever asked this question. Again, I apologize for not catching your name. If you go to my own big ass action, this is Julie Hanks' page. Look at me. I've got some of the boxes clicked. I don't have all the calls clicked. Why? Because I haven't listened to them all yet. I haven't been able to listen to Corinne's Q&As on Wednesdays yet. Right? Like, I'm a No BS coach, people. Here's my ones I've listened to recently. Here's the ones I haven't yet. I have not clicked on 2. You not being able to get to everything is not a measure of your success here at No BS. It doesn't mean anything. It's truly a self-paced space where we get to do it our own way. Can't emphasize that enough. I just want to say thank you so much for all being here. You now can take page 15 and 16 and walk away creating your own ABC list that you can then apply to your like next weekly plan. Right? I want you to think about how to use that. Check in with yourself at the end of the week and journal on how you feel about giving more or less effort in various areas, right? I want that to be your journal prompt. You can even like go into the Facebook group, share with everyone what you're thinking and feeling about putting in more or less effort. Let us support you there or in Ask Coaches. And then I also want to remind you, if you have signed up for camp, and I'm sorry, this ran a couple minutes long. If you've signed up for camp, the 30-day camp call is on Saturday at 10 a.m. Central. And then on Sunday, we start the morning with the No BS 100 group. So I'll see you all there with Corinne and then the weight loss coaching call with Corinne. Thank you so much. It is amazing spending Thursday evening with all of you. Lori, back at you. Thank you all. I'll see you real soon. Bye now.